brings, who is originally from the island of Kalymnos, which is near the coast of Asia Minor, who learned this instrument from his father, and I believe had the instrument handed down to him by his father, and makes it anew, makes the skin part anew every two or three years as he needs to, but cherishes the chanter part. Now, Mr. Tsimoudis is ready to play. He's a marvelous artist. We're very happy to have him in Tarpon Springs, and I think you'll be very happy to have him here. So let me ask Mr. Tsimoudis to come to the microphone and perform some music for you, please.
Thank you. Wasn't that marvelous? Not many of us have the opportunity to see a real Greek bagpiper. And we do thank you for coming, and we hope this is just the beginning of many years of your coming. Thank you so much. Folkways take many twists and twines, and our next performer is a case in point. The Reverend N.L. Williams is from Tallahassee, and he's a real street musician. He's a preacher and a teacher. He never plays secular music. He always plays and sings gospel. Now let's welcome the Reverend N.L. Williams from Tallahassee.
Thank you. Glad to be back in White Spring again. We'd like to say that to have a good friend, we always glad to come to White Spring. To the 1980 Florida Folk Festival. Would you like to do your number that I trust you enjoy? Precious memories, one of my recordings. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever fill my soul. When he got the money, he told the Lord, "Say, you know, I've been sick." He kept that 100. So he gave him one more $100. He said, "Lord, you know I needed it." And he gave him one more $100. He said, "Now, Lord, you know I'm poor." So he kept on until he kept it all. So we don't want to be that way. We want to bless everybody. Oh, like you, how great of that. Friendly, it's been nice being around with you. We coming down. We want you to stay with the Florida Festival throughout the program. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. I'd like for everybody out there now to get together and let's sing this song here and have a good time. Give me that old time religion. Want everybody to put their hand together and let's do that. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old. Give me that old.
I wonder if Haya Rathakrishnan from Dade City has come in yet. If you have, will you? It's very important for you to report backstage. While we are waiting for that, I want to remind all of you to visit the Craftsman, to go back there and observe the marvelous, unique Folklife Center with the rapidly passing old ways, old crafts being done before your very eyes. One that fascinates me is the canoe builder. They've been working on that canoe now for three festivals that I know. They don't get to work long at a time. But you see a real Seminole Indian canoe being chopped out. So go back there and don't forget the foods down yonder way. And don't forget to buy a program. And now I'm going to step over there to the mic. This is my time, and I always like to tell you a little story, and one that I've told about 150 million times. If you've heard it before, you can stop up your ears, or you can listen again. Well, sir, one time, old Bud Rabbit went off to a Halloween party, and in order to get there, he had to go over on the ferry boat, because you know good as me that Bud Rabbit don't like to get his foot wet. And, of course, he's crossing over on that beautiful old Suwannee River right back there. he came over to this side, and the gals was having a Halloween party, and Boy Rabbit had such a good time of pulling syrup candy and playing clap in and clap out and kissing games with the gals that he forgot to watch the time. And pretty soon, the clock struck 12, and he said, Lord a massy, let me get up from here and get on home, get down to that boat and get on home. Because my mammy gwine to skin me alive for being out so late. And he popped down to the river, and lo and behold, that ferry boat man got tired of waiting. And he went home and went to bed. Well, so Boy Rabbit sure was in a bad fix. He said, I got to do something here. I got to wake up that ferry boat man. So he began to yoo-hoo, and he yoo-hooed, and he yoo-hooed until he wake up old Boy Alligator a-sleeping down there under the banks of that river. And that old alligator, he come floating up there to the top of that water, and he say, who that making all that noise up there?
He say, it's me, Boy Rabbit.
He say, what you doing out so late, boy?
He say, why, I been to a Halloween party.
He say, you been to a witch?
He say, ain't you never been to no Halloween party?
He said, no, I ain't studying parties.
He say, well, you sure has missed a lot of fun, but that ain't neither here nor there. He say, I got to get across this river, and the ferry boat man done put the boat up and gone to bed, and I ain't got no way to get across the river.
Well, that old alligator, he kind of float back and forth there, like he thinking over things. And finally he say, well, I tell you what you do. You hop on my back, and I'll take you across the river. Well, now that surprised Boy Rabbit, because him and Boy Alligator ain't what you call bosom friends. And also, they ain't never swapped no Christmas presents nor no birthday presents nor nothing. Still, he got to go get across that river, and he kind of eyed that old back, and he say, well, excuse me for saying so, Boy Alligator, but I don't believe I better get on there, because do I get on, I scared I'll fall off, because there's so many humps and bumps on it. Old Boy Alligator, he say, oh, just go on, fit your foots in the humps and bumps, you won't fall off, I'll take you across. So that silly little old Boy Rabbit hop on. But no sooner do he hop on than he wish he could hop off, because he see that there alligator want doing what he say gwine do go across the river. Now, so he veering off down here into the dark, and he saying, uh-huh, this here alligator up to something. I got to find out what he up to. And so he say, excuse me, but alligator, maybe you's a little bit deep. I didn't say I wanted to go up the river or down the river. I say I wants to go cross the river. And that old alligator, he turned that big old head of his round there, and he opened up that mouth, and oh, there was more tooth in that mouth than there is stars are shining up in the sky. And them little old eyes of his was gleaming like two little red lights. And he say, yeah, I heard you. I ain't deaf. I've been waiting a long time to get told to you, Boy Rabbit. I know who it was sought the grass on fire, but my back and made all the humps and bumps on it. It was you. I'm going to take you off down here into the mushes and the slushes, and I'm going to goozle out your gizzard. Well, sir, Boy Rabbit thought his time had come, but instead of boo-hooing like Boy Alligator spec him to do, he commenced to laugh, and he say, and old Boy Alligator say, didn't you understand what I say? I say I'm going to goozle out your gizzard. And he say, well, if you think you're going to goozle out my gizzard, you got another thunk coming. He say, well, now how's that? He say, well, last week I had a bellyache that hurt me so bad I couldn't go to school on school day or Sunday school on Sunday. He said, oh, it was terrible. And he said, my mama took me to the doctor, and the doctor made a bodacious discovery. He discovered that instead of having one rabbit gizzard like most rabbits has got, I got two great big fat ones. and he said the only way I was going to get relief was for me to go over yonder right across there and find me a hollow tree and take out my gizzards and put them in that tree. So that's what I done. Well, that's all that old alligator wanted to hear. He turned around and he shot for the shore. And soon as he got near enough, believe me, Bull Rabbit gave a mighty leap and his foot hit that dry ground and lippity-clippity-lippity-clippity away he went home to get that licking for being out so late. And for all I know, old Bull Alligator is a floundering around out there in the river, in the mushes and the slushes, a-looking for two rabbit gizzards and a holler tree. What ain't there? Ha! Well, let's see if that scared up anybody out of the mushes and the slushes. Just one moment. And this next performer is unique and wonderful. He's never been on the folk festival program before, although he did come up for a folk arts conference for us 2 years ago. Let's welcome a marvelous Russian balalaika player, Michael Tarakas from St. Petersburg.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will present you a Russian instrument, balalaika. It has only three strings and use not like mandolin, using plectrum, just fingers, that's all. I will play you some classical, some Russian performance for you.